This episode is brought to you by Avo Creative, a creative company that builds brands and people. To learn more, visit the link in the description of this episode.
You know, you hear this idea that everyone's creative. That's a lie. It's as straightforward as that. True creativity is very, very rare. And if you happen to be a creative person, or if you happen to be someone who's profoundly interested in ideas, you are in a pronounced minority.
If you woke me up from sleep and you asked me my favorite thing about myself, I would name a lot of things, but what would probably be top two, top three would be my creativity. I am incredibly creative. I can't state this enough. They say your brain is most creative in your sleep. They say that in the sleep state, the brain thinks more visually and intuitively.
What is this?
This is the Ungod.
Sweet.
As a god, I accomplish that wide awake. It's automatic at this point. It's a lifestyle. My creativity is not limited to my crafts, my art, my work. Every aspect of my life is a creative endeavor. How I talk, think, toast, love, dress, how I solve my problems, how I interpret my experiences, how I see myself, how I see others, the things I consume, and the things that consume me. It's a kaleidoscope of creativity. My life influences my work, and my work influences my life. It's a beautiful cycle, a self-fulfilling dynamic. Word to the Philosopher's Stone. Believe it or not, I don't experience creative blocks, imposter syndrome, perfectionist traps, fear of being mediocre, burnout, or any of those limitations that affect the average creative. I can be creative on demand, under pressure, for fun, across different fields and skills. Ideas and insights stay at my fingertips, not because I'm particularly special or anything, but because I've had the privilege of some pretty dope mentors. Some dead, some imaginary, all geniuses. Listen to episode 2 of this season to know what that's about. There is a link in the description of this episode. Apart from having dope mentors, I've done the work. I've lived a hell of a life. In my career over the past decade or so, I've been and done a lot of things. Day one listeners know this. In college, I was a rapper, singer, songwriter, producer, and composer. After uni, I became a professional photographer, retoucher, web designer, fine artist, creative director, writer, soon-to-be author, brand strategist, public speaker, and podcaster. And I've excelled at each and every one of them. Humble brag. In the course of mastering each of these skills, I've been through the fire. Moments of fear and frustration, moments of mediocrity, moments of shameless copying, flash in the pan brilliance, 1,000 times over. I've used my eyes, ears, hands, and brain in all kinds of ways, and all those mental processes have added up. My senses have been fine-tuned for a richer life experience. I have a vantage point and a vast database of experience to draw from. My taste is elite. I know what is good, what isn't, and how to bring that good out in others. These are the rewards of a multi-hyphenate lifestyle. Learning multiple, seemingly unrelated skills throughout my career has given me a greater creative range, which I find useful when solving complex problems, problems that require thinking in non-linear ways to solve. Having this range is what gave me the confidence to start a creative agency. Avo Creative, you might be familiar, based on all the ads I put out on it. And it is where I lead an orchestra of creative professionals to create all kinds of dope things for our clients. Now, I'm a podcaster, and not just any podcaster. I host one of the most creative podcasts in the world, dare I say. A podcast that is the combination of all my experiences and an expression of my entire creative range, as well as my personality, of course. So when I say my creativity is different, I mean it. It's a flex I am personally proud of. But beyond the flex, this is for motivational purposes. I paint this picture not to oppress, but to uplift. To make that mental shift from being a mere creative to being a creative individual. If you produce ideas or art for a living, if you call yourself an artist, if you want to make things that matter, you need to redefine the boundaries of work, play, and life. That is what this episode is about, really. Creativity as life itself. There is a game within the game that I have become accustomed to in recent time. I've studied it. I've observed it in myself and in others. It is the foundational pillar around which my life is built. I've got original ideas about creativity that you will find fascinating at the very least. All I need is 30 minutes and I will show you how to become truly creative in all aspects of your life so that you don't have to wait for inspiration or a muse before you get stuff done. Doesn't matter what you do, artist or not, you could be a gravedigger for all I care. By the time I'm done, you're going to be thinking about yourself, your work, your life in a whole new light. And I'm here for it. My name is Rodney Omokache, and you're welcome to The Young God, a podcast for gods.
Yeah. Stand back, got to talk. Watch calls.
Creativity. It has so many definitions, so many dimensions, so many theories about what it is and what it isn't. A lot of people think they have it. A lot of people think they don't. But by their fruits, you shall know them. Speaking of fruits and scripture-related metaphors, the forbidden fruit in the Garden of Eden is ripe when it comes to understanding creativity. First, the Bible says we're made in the image of God. Then the serpent said eating the fruit would make Adam and Eve like God. And so, three things come to mind when I consider what would even make us like God. Individuality, creativity, and empathy. I refer to them as the three threads that connect us to God. Quote me on that. Individuality, creativity, and empathy. ICE. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. From this point, I'm going to ask you to use your imagination. Without it, this idea may be dead to you. Imagine God as a triangle aiming upwards, hence the Most High. Each side of the triangle represents each thread. To be a creative individual, each thread must be taut, tight, and connected. Now let's say the forbidden fruit's an onion.
I know, an onion is technically a veg, but for the sake of this metaphor, and the fact that I'm about to peel back the layers of my ice idea, I'm gonna say it's an onion. So, the forbidden onion. Here goes.
The first thread, individuality, speaks to God as a unique entity. That's the first thing we learn about God, and that's the first thing we should know about ourselves, because in all of history, not only are you unique physically, but you're even more unique internally. Nobody that has ever lived or will ever live has your unique combination of personality, strengths, weaknesses, experiences, and thoughts. Nobody sees what you see and does what you do. This is your superpower if you know what's up. This thread also speaks to free will. Individuality is like,
Omo, I am unique. I can do things nobody else can. Let me work on it, improve on it, and use it to create the life I want.
The moment you lean into your individuality, things get interesting. The individual thread is also where the ego resides. Like most things, the ego is misunderstood. And very much so. It's like the black sheep of the personality. It's seen as this problematic thing that gets us into trouble, something we need to fear, suppress, and kill. But really, it's the part of you that wants what is best for you. In a weird way, it wants to achieve things and be proud of itself. It's just that, depending on how you calibrate it, it can aim at the low-hanging fruits or the high-hanging fruits. In a nutshell, a fragile ego will protect you from failure, but a healthy ego detests mediocrity more than it fears failure. If that makes sense. Don't worry, in a future episode, I'll explore this idea in depth. Moving on to the second thread, creativity. The second thing we learn about God. The second thing we have in common with God. That power to create and destroy. To separate and join. Two sides of the same coin. Creativity is the desire to express individuality, to express who we are, to influence the world through our words, thoughts, and actions. It is that primal need to leave our mark. And so it goes until society unwittingly snips the threads with scissors in the form of rules, regulations, and judgment. The thread of individuality also suffers the same fate, both connections nipped in the bud before you can blossom. And there are a lot of people out there walking around with dangling threads, fam. Truly tragic. The creative thread is also responsible for coming up with ideas, learning and combining skills, as well as how and where we find inspiration. The more you create, the more you engage in the process, the stronger the connection becomes, and the more creative you become. The caveat, though, is that your creativity will always lack an edge if it's not from an authentic place, hence individuality. Do you see how the threads connect now? Am I making sense? And with all of that said, no man is an island. One simply does not exist to create for oneself alone. No? Enter empathy. The final thread that connects us to God and the most difficult thread to needle. Needle to thread. If individuality is the recognition of your personal uniqueness and potential, empathy is the recognition of the same in others. Just as there's a shift when you realize you're an individual, an even greater shift happens when you realize the same about others. Empathy sort of buffers the ego. It's seeing God in all things. It's perspective, curiosity, collaboration, creating characters, connecting with nature, connecting with your audience, and connecting with the unknown. At the highest level, it is wisdom, imagination, and intelligence. Empathy is that connection to life itself. Once you thread this needle, you see more, you see everything, and your experiences become deeper, more meaningful, more rich. It is the journey of a lifetime to get to this point. But once you activate empathy, in addition to the other two threads, you become a god, a creative individual. You bear fruit. That fruit, that onion which was initially forbidden, becomes yours. And speaking of the fruit, the forbidden fruit, I have this theory that God was mad at Adam and Eve because they ate the forbidden fruit to fast track the process of connecting the three threads, that's becoming like God, without doing the work. Which is why when they ate it, they quickly realized they'd fucked up. They were overwhelmed by the sheer amount of information and the bitterness of truth. The nakedness they experienced was the realization of their vulnerability and unworthiness, as well as the responsibility that comes with being an individual. We're not supposed to have that kind of power all at once. You're supposed to earn it over time, incrementally. That's why the fruit was forbidden. That's why God was mad. Think about it. You're supposed to grow the fruit within, not look for external, already hanging fruits. Low-key, the story of the forbidden fruit is about the dangers of instant gratification. Adam and Eve reaped where they didn't sow. They ate what they didn't grow. They sought to bypass the work that comes before wisdom. And it ended in tears. Literally. And I find that both instructive and poetic. Still on empathy. I think it's cool that it's not immediately obvious how God in the Bible embodies it. Individuality and creativity are pretty easy to put a finger on. But empathy, you have to read between the lines to nab it. What if I told you that God sending his only begotten son, Jesus Christ, to live and die was an exercise in empathy on his part? Sit with that one for a bit. Jesus' life and death were God's way of collecting data on the human experience so as to better understand exactly why we always fall short. Why is it so difficult for us to grow that internal fruit? God, as Jesus, literally put himself in our shoes, and after seeing for himself the tragedy of the human condition, decided to go easy on us. He even left us with the Holy Spirit as a guide to help us figure it out. Fam, if that isn't empathy, I don't know what is. So that's the cold truth as I see it, pun intended.
And now, a quick message
from our sponsor, Able Creative. Able Creative is an Abuja-based creative agency that builds brands and people. It is owned by yours truly. We have a very particular set of skills, skills acquired over a very long career, skills that make us a blessing for entrepreneurs, brands, and businesses. If you need creativity coaching, consultation, communication, and creative direction, we are looking for you, and we will find you, and we will be the creative right hand you need to be brilliant. You can learn more about what we do, what we've done, and who we've done it for via our website. There's a link in the description of this episode. Or you can contact me directly for a free consultation. At this point, I'd like you to think about your threads. What's your situation? What threads have you got? What threads have you not? Especially if you're a creative. A lot of people have one thread connected. Some have two. And it's interesting how different permutations affect our creative profiles. For example, some creatives have creativity but lack individuality and empathy. So they stay creating, but their work never really resonates. It never bangs. It's mediocre, sometimes worse. And they lack the confidence or the will to improve. In essence, their creativity ends where the rest of their life begins. Then those with creativity and individuality without empathy are really good at creating masterpieces, but for themselves. They find it difficult to connect with wider audiences. It's purely an ego thing, and that's fine if it's a hobby. But if they have to work for and with others, they will find it hard to maintain that same level of excellence and brilliance. They rarely ever make things that resonate as well. Those with creativity and empathy without individuality lack personality. They may create at a high level, but it's never ever anything truly original, nor are they really proud of their work. Others may shower them with compliments and praise, but there's a disconnect between the artist and their art. And because there's that disconnect, the work never really has that special something that makes it stick or go far. Self-sabotage is their biggest setback. Then those with individuality and empathy, but not creativity, have a lot of stories, experiences, and thoughts, but they don't quite have an outlet. They spend their time consuming, envying, judging, criticizing, supporting, or standing, depending on the quality of their ego. Those who have individuality without creativity and empathy are the real assholes of society, the trolls, those critics who derive joy in pulling others down, the most pathetic of them all. And if you have no threads connected, no threads at all, man, I don't know what to tell you. Find God ASAP. That's a recipe for depression and other dark emotions. So, if you ask me, having said all of this, the biggest barrier to creativity for most people is a lack of individuality. Creativity and empathy are, you know, you can find them in doses here and there, but that lack of individuality is a real pandemic. That thread is loose in most people. It's slacking. A creative without a sense of individuality is like a blunt axe. No edge, no style, no originality, no flair. They don't improve on the design. They don't do anything new. Point is, if creativity is a tool, it is only as good as the individual wielding it. As in, your creative potential is determined by your relationship with yourself. As you grow as a person, your creativity deepens. So, your personal depth determines your creative depth. Your self-awareness, self-love, self-belief, self-confidence, your ego, all need to be on point for your creations to be potent time and time again. I tell artists, there's a vitality, a life force, an energy that is translated through you into every action. And because there's only one of you in all of recorded time, this expression is unique. If you don't take advantage of it, well, I'm not saying you won't be good or successful, but your work will always lack that edge, that je ne sais quoi. And you will know. The creator always knows. You'll be unsatisfied with your effort because something is missing. You know how God saw all that he created and said, and it was good? It refers to that elusive, gratifying feeling that comes with being proud of what you make, what you do, and how you do it. That's God. That's that thread. Without it, you will never, ever be truly satisfied with your work, even if everyone else thinks it's amazing. As I said earlier, this is the source of all imposter syndrome and other mental blocks we deal with. The individuality thread is also responsible for original ideas. They say original ideas don't exist, and that's only partly true. Original ideas do exist, but they are rare. Original ideas come from independent minds, from one-of-one personalities, from individuals. Original ideas, original solutions, original creations come from original people, who, as it happens, are rare in society, because most people are committed to conforming. If you think and act like everyone else, if you're an unconscious conformist to social norms and behaviors, you'll find it difficult to trust your original ideas, talk less of having them. When you're in your element as an individual, original ideas become second nature. They say that there's nothing new under the sun. True. But inside a one-of-one mind, new things present themselves all the time. Pause right there and go and see what Romans 12:2 has to say. Let's take a moment to pause and breathe. Relieve the tension. Whatever you're doing, close your eyes, take a deep breath. In through the nose, out through the mouth. One more time. In through the nose, out through the mouth. Let's resume. I'm still on individuality, and there are many things I could say about it, about individuality and how to develop yours. And maybe I'll make that the focus of a future episode. But the one place you can start today is solitude. Solitude. Why? Because you are most able to be yourself when you are by yourself. If you're in the presence of even one person, you become a worst version of yourself. Maybe the reason you're not very creative is because you're always around people, always socializing. Sociology tells us that when you spend significant time with the group, you subconsciously take on the identity of the group. You sacrifice your individuality to fit in. So what you gain in community, you lose in creativity and individuality. And I don't mean just being home alone, sleeping, eating, and binging Netflix. I'm talking about constructive solitude, where you work on yourself and your craft. Go do stuff alone. Go meet people outside the security of your social circle. Explore your environment. Get comfortable with your thoughts, both clean and unclean. It's in those moments that you are revealed to you. But the most foolproof way to force your true self out is when you're learning a new skill or doing some important work, work that means something to you. In the process of all of that, you face your fears, your weaknesses, your boredom. Then you will know exactly what you're made of and grow as a result. In the process, your personality solidifies. You become more comfortable with being yourself and being by yourself. You become more confident in your tastes and your preferences. You become full of yourself in the most real sense. Then, when you rejoin the group, you won't take on that identity of the group. Rather, you'll become an individual who can operate within a group without losing yourself in it. That is a God, if there ever was a definition. Nothing is more empowering than being able to think for yourself in the midst of others. The collaboration in those spaces is next level. It's like when a caterpillar retreats into its cocoon for a period of time and then emerges a beautiful butterfly with wings totally unique from the rest. Now it can fly. Who the fuck wants to be a caterpillar anyway? All caterpillars look the same and act the same. All they do is crawl and eat. They can only move 1 inch at a time, so they never really get far. But a butterfly has infinite range. With its wings, it can go anywhere it wants to go. Most importantly, the butterfly creates. It contributes to the ecosystem by taking pollen from one flower to another. It's no coincidence that the most beautiful flowers grow where butterflies are active. Think about it. So what are you? Are you a lowly common caterpillar that crawls and consumes? Or are you a butterfly that creates and connects? All of this to say that you make your best contributions to the world when you are an individual. Long story short, go be by yourself and work on your game. All this talk about creativity is not complete without Mamba Cafe. You may have heard about them from previous ads as a food and drink spot. But more than that, Mamba Cafe is a creative space designed to get the creative juices flowing. Imagine a rustic safe haven filled with fresh air, packed with plants and personality. Then there's the art. Gosh, there's so much art. It's one of those come for the food, stay for the space type situations. If you need a place to work, think, or talk, Mamba Cafe is perfect. As if that isn't enough, there's a 10% discount on all food orders if you name drop the Young God. So keep Mamba Cafe in mind when next you're looking for a space to get creative work done. Explore the space, touch the art and the furniture, feel the textures, get comfortable, and get to work. See the space for yourself on IG at Mamba Cafe, and who knows, you just might find me there when next you visit. Individuality, creativity, empathy, ice. The three threads that connect us to God. To do your best creative work, you need to connect all sides. You need to become an iceberg, bro. And based on all I've said so far, here's the definition of creativity for you to consider.
True creativity is very, very rare.
True creativity is an expression of individuality filtered through the prism of empathy. That's a Young God original. Quote me on that. True creativity is creating from a place that is unique to you, but also resonates with others. It's creating from a high level of skill and a high level of intelligence about yourself, your field, and your environment. That's not just a creative, that's a creative individual. That's the level all the greats operate at and the level we should all aspire to. When all your threads are tight and taut, it's almost like you can read God's thoughts clearly. His thoughts are the ideas he drops into your mind. Ever see a work of art or creativity and wonder, how in God's name did they come up with that? How did they see that? How did they think of that? What drugs must they have been on to conjure up something so dope, so meaningful, so transcendental? That's ice, baby. And as for me,
ice cold, baby. I told you, I'm ice cold.
Ice cold.
I'm chilling. Below zero and yet somehow above it all. Can you tell? I'm threaded. If I were bed linen, I'd have a high thread count, fam. I've passed through the eye of a needle into the kingdom of God. My triangle is triangulating. Some days it's equilateral, other days it's a right angle, and on very special days, it's an isosceles, which is my favorite mode, to be honest. And society really tried, but their scissors just couldn't sever my threads. To be honest, I'm one of the lucky ones. I am fortunate that things sort of worked out the way they did, and so I have a responsibility to bring this information and understanding to others, to help others reconnect with their God, with their true creative individuality. Because fam, creativity at its best is a lifestyle, a way of living, seeing, and thinking. It's not just about making art, and it's not something that is exclusive to people in the creative space. As long as you continue to have that misconception, you won't ever reach your full creative potential. The average creative is creative only within their artistic practice. Outside of that, it's inshallah and vibes. They're not really engaged with the process of their lives. They're not present. They're not paying attention. Inspiration and ideas pass them by all the time. And so, when it comes to their work, they have a limited bank to draw from. Dear creative, you gotta have an active approach to life itself if you want to be creative truly. It's difficult to be creative on demand when there is that separation between life, work, and play. Your creativity shouldn't stop at work or art. If you only think of creativity in terms of the craft alone, that's just 30% of the equation. And that 30% is not trustworthy when you need it the most. Essentially, what I'm describing is a well-rounded life, an active life, an engaged life filled with the entire range of human experiences. Every waking moment should be a creative endeavor so that when you get into your craft, your art, you don't have to get ready because you stay ready. Living in this way, it doesn't matter what you do, you will always be creative and the things you create will always matter. And this spiritual connection with God I speak of is only possible through physical processes and activities. On earth as it is in heaven, isn't it?
Yes!
I want you to always remember that whatever force is responsible for you being here, right now, listening to me speak, created you to be creative and gave you the things with which to make beauty and gave you the sensitivity to appreciate and respond to all created things. Creativity is the gift. And all these raw materials you see around you to be put together in various ways are gifts as well. You have everything you need. You also have me to remind you and point you in the right direction. As you can tell, I am deeply committed, invested in creativity, its concept, and educating others on what's happening at a deeper level. The game within the game is the foundational pillar around which the rest of my life is built on. Hire me, consult with me, put me in your boardrooms, in your brainstorming sessions. My perspective on things is an asset. In the meantime, I'm going to be talking about creativity, artistry, and their secrets a lot this season. I've been doing that so far, if you've been paying attention. Like I said, every episode is connected, and you have to listen step by step, one by one, chronologically to really catch it. But so far, and going forward, creativity and everything else around it is going to be popping up in big and small ways, both the practical and the conceptual stuff. So, if you take your craft seriously, this is for you. If you want to create your best work often and always, this is for you. Watch this space, subscribe, leave a review, tell a friend, and follow the podcast on IG at The Young God Pod or Twitter at I Am The Young God. Join the WhatsApp group if you want to connect with other gods and have more conversations around this stuff. There's a link in the bio of both my social media accounts. Thank you for listening. My name is Rodney Amorkache, and this is The Young God.
This got talk. This got talk. Let God talk.
It brings some excitement.